إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد عبده ورسوله. يقول عز وجل: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I praise Allah as is due to Him and send peace and blessings upon Prophet Muhammad and his family and companions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, O you who believe, have the fear and taqwa of Allah as is deserving, and do not die save in a state of submission to the commandments of Allah. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the means of achieving rectification, the way to reform our situation, begins with each and every one of us. The way to change and the betterment of our ummah begins in the home and of each and every one of us. It is a struggle that each one of us must make against the shaytan and the evil whisperings and desires of his or herself. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves and He accepts His servants when they hold on to all of His commandments, when they strive against themselves in order to obey Him and follow what He has commanded. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gave us the means to rectify our situation. We spoke last week of the importance of good character, of akhlaq, of brotherhood in Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Inna min khiyarikum ahsanakum akhlaqa." Indeed, from the best of you are those that have the best of character, of akhlaq. And then he warned us and he taught us. He said regarding the rights of brotherhood, "La tahasadu wa la tabaghadu wa la tadabaru wa la yabi' ba'dukum 'ala bay'i ba'd." Do not have envy, do not have enmity, and do not abandon one another, and do not outbid one another in business. وَلَا يَظْلِمُ الْمُسْلِمْ أَخُ الْمُسْلِمِ لَا يَظْلِمُهُ. The Muslim is the brother of a Muslim. He does not oppress him. He does not hate him. He does not belittle him. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said three times, "Taqwa is here. Taqwa is here. Taqwa is here," pointing to his heart. And then he said, "Suffice a believer of evil that he hates his fellow Muslim. Kullu Muslim ala Muslim haram, damuhu wa maluhu wa irduhu." Every Muslim is a sanctified person to another Muslim. His wealth, his honor, and his blood. So how do we apply this, or do we apply this in our everyday lives? Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah, He commands us to begin with ourselves, to accept all of His commandments and to apply them on ourselves and in our families and in our homes, and then this change will reach the rest of society. Beloved brothers in Islam, we look at the ummah today. We look at the situation of our community, of differences and divisions and fighting. And all of these things, they go back to whether we fulfill the commandment of Allah of applying His book. Applying His book, giving haqq, or giving the authority of His book and His sunnah in our hearts, and applying it in our actions and in our speech. All of the difficulties and tribulations of our ummah are a result of us not applying the book of Allah amongst ourselves, in ourselves, in our hearts, in our speech, and in our actions. Listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised of goodness to those who establish His book. He said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ أَقَامُوا التَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلَ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ.
If only they applied the Torah and the Injil and what was revealed to them from their Lord,
لَأَكَلُوا مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ وَمِنْ تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِهِمْ,
they would have eaten, they would have had bounties from above their heads and below their feet. If they only applied the Torah and the Injil and what was revealed to them from Allah. So applying all of the deen of Allah, not taking parts and leaving parts away, holding on, grabbing on to the deen of Allah completely, this is the way to obey Allah and the way to achieve rectification. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, first and foremost, we must establish the Tawheed of Allah Ta'ala. This is the Ummah of Tawheed. We must call people to the oneness of Allah and abandon shirk. This is the most important duty that we must do with ourselves and our families and as a community. And any evil, any acts of shirk, they will lead to division. And we see that those people who hate the people of Tawheed, the people of shirk, these are the people that lead to division and destruction and dispute. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the causes that will bring goodness to ourselves, our families, and our society is that we must establish the Book of Allah in our homes. In our homes, with our wives and our children, we should give the authority to the Book of Allah. Bring the Sunnah to life in our homes. Which means we must teach our families to obey the laws of Allah and follow the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Sunnah should be given all authority or full authority over any other source or any other means of guidance. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, if we establish the Sunnah in our homes, then good will spread by its nature and evil will be overwhelmed. Many people, they make the excuse that we live in an evil society, or that the rulers are evil, or that the laws are unjust, and so they justify for themselves doing evil. But if other people do evil, does that justify us to do evil? If other people abandon the Book of Allah, does that justify for us to abandon the Book of Allah? Do we have anybody forcing us to follow other than the Book of Allah in our homes, in our families, with ourselves? Nobody has forced us. We cannot use that as an excuse that the rulers are evil, that in our homes we are not following the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. We are not establishing the deen of Allah. We are not establishing salah. We are not establishing the obedience to Allah in our very homes. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we will never attain perfection in the obedience of Allah. But what Allah wants from us is to struggle against the shaitan, to realize that we're doing wrong. But if we don't acknowledge we're doing anything wrong, if we justify to ourselves that everybody else is doing wrong, so what am I doing wrong? How are we going to struggle? How are we going to begin the process of tawbah? The first shart, the first condition of repentance to Allah is stopping the sin that we're doing and feeling regret, knowing that we did something wrong. But if we become accustomed to doing wrong and evil and say everyone else is doing it, then how are we going to begin the change that we need to do? We see so much heedlessness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We look at our condition. We look at people who commit sin. We're not talking about sin being done. We see that sin is being accepted as good in place of wrong. Doing sin, Allah is forgiving. Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. Allah is merciful. But when sin becomes accepted and people do not even recognize it as a sin, this is the condition that we see of our communities, where we've justified for ourselves doing wrong because everyone else is doing it. Or we only take part of the deen that pleases us and leave the rest of the deen. We establish sunnah in the masjid but not in our homes and not upon ourselves. When we do these things, this is a type of heedlessness, a type of ghafla that Allah has warned us against. He says that when people do evil and do not realize it, this is when they don't even feel that they're doing wrong, then Allah will increase them in misguidance. Allah says, وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you give thanks to me, we will increase you in bounty. وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ فَإِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. But if you reject my bounty, my punishment is indeed great. So we see the heedlessness in the homes of the believers, in ourselves, where evil is being done and we do not even consider it to be evil anymore. This is a danger, a grave, grave danger. And this is why commanding to good and forbidding evil, it begins with tawheed. But then it should not stop. When evil is being done, we should recognize it as evil and condemn it and work and struggle to overcome it. Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. But that is if we're struggling and we're negligent in some aspects and we're unable to perfect our deen, Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. But if we're not struggling, if we do not begin the process of tawbah and change, then how can Allah forgive us, respected brothers and sisters in Islam? We must be careful from accepting to live in a situation and that is not pleasing to Allah. We have to resolve to change, whether today or tomorrow, but to bring the evil to an end. Remember the story of the man of the Bani Israel, who was given the Torah. He was given the signs of Allah, and Allah says, if we wanted, we would have elevated him. وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَرَفَعْنَاهُ بِهَا وَلَكِنَّهُ أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. If we wanted to, we would have raised him up in the earth, but he أَخْلَدَ. أَخْلَدَ means he held on to the earth, the desires, the shahawat. And so Allah, He gives us His example of one who has gone astray, one who Allah left to go astray. And then He says, closing the verses, فَقَصُصِ الْقَصَصِ لَعَنَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Narrate for them the stories. We look at the past nations. Narrate for them the stories that they might reflect. Look at what happened to the Bani Israel when they stopped condemning evil. Evil became beautified to them and they were cast astray. Look at the Ad and Thamud. When they abandoned the commandments of Allah, Allah destroyed them. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we must begin reformation with ourselves. We cannot blame the leaders for our shortcomings. We cannot blame the society for the wrong we're doing in our homes, with each other, with our fellow Muslims. We cannot blame the prevalence of evil and people disobeying the sunnah for us abandoning the sunnah that Allah has showed us. If they are ignorant of the sunnah, Allah has guided us to the book of Allah and His sunnah. If we establish it, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ أَقَامُوا التَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلَ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ لَأَكَلُوا مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ وَمِنْ تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِهِمْ. If they established the Torah and the Injil and what was revealed to them, they would have eaten the bounties from above them and below them. They would have had so much barakah and blessing in their lives. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, barakah and blessing is not counted by the number of dollars in a bank account. Qarun had so many treasures that it took a group of men to carry the keys. But what did he have for him in the Akhirah? Qarun was the richest man who walked on the earth of his time. And yet, it was the same earth that swallowed him into the ground. He will be sinking until the Day of Judgment. The wealth is not how we judge happiness and success. Happiness and success is when we have the uns, the closeness to Allah, when we have reward with Him awaiting us in paradise. Because all of us must die one day, and we will go to what we have sent forth for ourselves. So may Allah help us to obey Him in ourselves and our families as much as we are able. And may Allah let this reformation spread in society so that good will overwhelm evil. Allah will be pleased with us, and may Allah send His barakah and blessings upon all of the believers. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the importance of reformation, the importance of purifying and reforming ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says regarding the Christians who abandoned commanding good and forbidding evil, who accepted evil and abandoned commanding to good.
وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّا نَصَارَى أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَهُمْ فَنَسُوا حَظًّا مِمَّا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَأَغْرَيْنَا بَيْنَهُمُ الْعَدَاوَةُ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ.
Allah says, from those people who claim to be Christian, we took their compact from them. We took an oath from them that they would follow the commandments. But then they abandoned some of the commandments. حَظًّا مِنْهَا. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He doesn't say they abandoned all of the commandments. But they took the parts that pleased them, and they abandoned other parts of it. They abandoned part of what they were commanded to do. So what was the result of that? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He put enmity between them until the Day of Judgment. So abandoning part of the message, part of the commandments of Allah, it will be a result of Allah taking away the security and the goodness and the blessing from this ummah. If we only accept part of the Book of Allah and leave parts out, then Allah will take away His bounty and blessing from our ummah. Allah punished them by putting enmity between their hearts and hatred, because they gave up parts of the book that Allah commanded them. They abandoned part of the religion. They said, this is deen and this is dunya. This is deen and this is nothing to do with deen. Allah says, O you who believe,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ادْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً.
All you who believe, enter Islam completely. Abandon all forms of disobedience to Allah. كَافَّةً. This is what Allah is calling us to do. To enter Islam without abandoning parts of it. When we do this, we realize that we want to enter Islam completely. We can begin the process of rectification. We can begin to reform ourselves. Rectification will begin where we see our shortcomings, when we no longer accepted and justified what Allah has forbidden for us. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we must be cautious of abandoning this cause of commanding good and forbidding evil. First and foremost, we are the ummah that commands to the tawheed of Allah. We must take it as our responsibility. We are all ra'in, we are all shepherds. It is our responsibility to teach ourselves and our families and our communities to follow the oneness of Allah. And as you know, we all know, ubudiyyah doesn't mean making sajda in the masjid. Ubudiyyah means obeying Allah in all aspects of life. Answering His commands and staying away from what He made haram. Making halal what He made halal and forbidding what He made haram. When we do these things, then we will fulfill the command that Allah has given to our ummah, and then He will send for us, He will give us blessings. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, if we neglect this cause of reformation, if we accept the evil that is being done around us, the only one who will lose will be us. We will be the losers in the long run. If we reform ourselves, we will be the winners. Because Allah has declared, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمَ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. The best of ummas are those who command to good and forbid evil, and they believe in Allah. They are those who will have the falah. Falah in Arabic, it means all forms of success and happiness. Beloved brothers in Islam, we close today with an important rule of reciting the Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He commands us to learn how to recite the Qur'an correctly, and even a small mistake can change the meaning from tawheed to kufr. For example, we say in the salah, Allahu Akbar, Allah is greatest. If we don't say ah with a shidda, Allah, we say Allahu Akbar, it becomes kufr. Is Allah the greatest? Allahu Akbar, it means is Allah the greatest. How many people, they might not be knowledgeable of this, they say Allahu Akbar, they're saying is Allah the greatest, they begin their prayer with a word of kufr. Beloved brothers in Islam, from the rules of tajweed is that when we stop on a ta marbuta, which is looks like a ha with two dots, when you stop you pronounce it ha. For example, az-zakah. If the ta is open ta with two dots, then we pronounce it with the ta. For example, harut, marut. We don't pronounce it haru, maru, harut, marut. This is one of the rules of the ta marbuta. Beloved brothers in Islam, I encourage you and myself to have more love for our ulama, especially during these blessed days of Dhul Hijjah. This is an opportunity for all of us to get closer to the ulama, to learn more, inshallah, benefit from the halaqas of knowledge, inshallah ta'ala. We spend so much time for our dunya, studying if you're a student, business if you're a businessman, but we should try to spend at least some time for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Build that connection to Allah. I promise you, this is Allah's promise, that whoever worships Him, He will put, whoever gives up the haram, He will put the sweetness of iman in his heart. He will put the sweetness of the uns, the closeness to Allah, in his heart. And how many people leave this world without tasting the sweetest thing in it? The sweetest thing in this world is having that closeness, that feeling of uns with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah help us all to have that uns with Allah. Beloved brothers in Islam, from the rulings of Salat is that we close the gaps. The Prophet said, Tarasu, close, which means close the gaps between one another. This is, we are one brotherhood, inshaAllah ta'ala. So we ask Allah to build us in brotherhood and love for one another. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna tiba'a wa arina al-batina batina warzuqna ijtinaba. Allahumma gfir lil-mu'minina wal-mu'minat wal-muslimina wal-muslimat al-ahya'i minhum wal-amwat. Allahumma shfi mardana wa marda al-muslimin. Allahumma gfir lana wa liwalidina wa liman 'allamana ya rabb al-'alamin. Allahumma farrij hammal mahmumin min al-mu'minin fi kulli makan. Allahumma ansurna 'ala man 'adana اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين وتقبل منا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وأقيموا الصلاة.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
سوى كريم رحمكم الله تراسو سود الخلق. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين. الله سمع الله من حمدا ومن كرم كثيرا طيبا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
الله أكبر.